Chodesh Tov. Guten Erev Shabbos, as they say. There's no Erev Shabbat Shalom. It sounds something like that. My name is Reuven Vashnak. I'm the OU's rabbi on campus at Brooklyn College. I have been for the last 12 years. It's a lot of fun. So I had a very exciting, as they say, career. I started off as a public school kid out in Oceanside, New York, out past the five towns. I ultimately went to NCSY and went to Yeshiva University. I became a rabbi. I went down to Boca Raton. I was a rabbi in Boca for 7 years, and then I got invited to come up to Brooklyn. And they said, don't they have enough rabbis in Brooklyn? I said, not like me. Throwing down. Yeah, right? Oh, yeah. So, it's Chodesh Kislev. We just walked into it a day ago, and I tell you, we really needed it. I know about you, but as they say, a great degree of darkness descended into the world if you've been following the news the last 2 weeks. Unfortunately, there's been quite a few tragedies. And we need a Chodesh Kislev. We need a Chodesh Kislev. So let me explain to you why. Chodesh Kislev is suffused, that means it's filled up, with the energy, the light of the Chashmonaim. The Chashmonai rabbis, the Chashmonai Kohanim, the Chashmonai warriors, all three at the same time. The holiday of Chanukah. Now we know the story. We hear it every year. So I ask you a simple question: is where did they find the missing oil? Right? We know that they were looking for oil, looking for a jar of oil. They're looking for oil. Where did they find the oil? Where does one leave a jar of oil that nobody can find it in the Beit Hamikdash, in the Beis Hamikdash? You never really thought about it. They say, yeah, we know. They couldn't find any oil. They found one. Where did one find one? It's pretty. There's not so many places you can stow things. There's a storeroom or two. So, Rav Moshe Wolfson should live long years. A couple blocks away from here in Borough Park writes in his Sefer that there is a certain tile in the Beit HaMikdash that you could pull up. And there, under there, that's where the cruse, the bottle of oil, was stored. It was stuffed in, and you could pull it up. You used to use the dirt over there to do the sotah. When you get to Parshas Naso, you'll talk about what the sotah is. It's a longer story that we have time for. But you pull up the tile, and that's where it was found. Now the next question that we need to ask is, why was this information passed down for generations? Why do we need to know that? Right? We know there's a holiday. We know there's a miracle. What does it tell me? And what does this have to do with the current events that we've experienced? What does it have to do with the whole of Chodesh Kislev? So start at letter A. Chodesh Kislev is a time, in case you haven't realized, that nobody is wearing their shorts outside anymore. I bet you didn't notice that, right? It's getting kind of cold outside. Yesterday, thank God, we have a shiur that we have on campus where me and about 40 of my friends sit down in the middle of the campus and we have a picnic lunch and we have a Dvar Torah. We have a shiur going on over there. My good friend David comes in and joins me there most of the time. We sit there in front of everybody we have a great lunch and we learn together. And every Wednesday for the last like 2 months, no matter what the weather's been doing, it's turned out like fun to sit down and have a picnic. They're telling us that next week it won't be so warm. They're telling us that we won't be able to do it. My wife says, I don't care what it does the rest of the week, just for those 40 minutes on Wednesday afternoon, it's got to come back up to the 60s. So good luck, Shira. Good luck. But we're seeing it's getting cold. We also know it was daylight savings time just last week. It's getting dark. It's dark and it's cold. Chodesh Kislev is all about the fact that it's getting dark and cold. Getting cold and it's getting dark. So here, Eretz Yisrael, in the Middle East, it's getting cold and dark. Both in the weather and also in everybody's mood. You get cold, you get dark, it's the winter. There's a concept in psychology known as seasonal affective disorder, that when the days get dark, when the days get cold, it impacts your behavior, your state of mind, the way you feel also. The answer to this is Hanukkah. The answer to this is the Chashmonaim. Because what it means You know what it means to be a hero? To be a hero means to step up when you don't know where you're going to get the energy to do it. But you're going to dig deep into those reserves and do something fantastic. Do something heroic. Do something unbelievable. Do something, I might dare say, miraculous. In that little place in Modi'in, several thousand years ago, when Matasyahu stood up and said, you know what? I'm done with these Greeks. Mila Hashem Eli, who's for Hashem? Come with me. And started off the Hashmonaim, started off the Maccabees, started out the Maccabean revolt. He reached down deep. He didn't know how it was going to go. But he said, this is the way we got to live. We got to be heroic. We got to do something. We got to do it for the Jewish people. We got to do it for Hashem. And the miracle that happened was the same exact thing. The miracle that happened that we found that extra cruse of oil, that extra pack of oil, was no less than the same exact thing. We dug up the floor and we reached down deep into the, you would say the basement of the Beit HaMikdash, but you know, into the basement of the Beit HaMikdash, under the tile, down deep, to find something, to find a cruse of oil. What is oil? If you think about oil, you put it on our salad. You know, what do I need oil for? Oil is combustible. It lights on fire. It's explosive! The miracle is telling us exactly what the Hashmonaim were all about also. To reach down deep and to catch on fire. And we all have different points in our life where we need to do that. Where we need to step up. We say, I have no idea how I'm going to conquer X. Fill in the X with whatever X you want. Whether it's conquer, for me, it's conquer my kaiva for donuts. You know, especially this time, so many donuts going on.
Yeah.
I'm on a diet. I have to conquer my urge for donuts. But this is an easy one. This is very, very easy. Conquer my urge for donuts. Whether it's conquer the urge to get up and check my phone when I should be learning a little bit more. Conquer the urge to talk to my friend during davening. Conquer my urge to say something nasty to somebody.
Whoa.
There's so many different times where we get to step up and be a hero. We dig down deep. And we don't know where we find the strength, but that's where the strength comes from. That's what the cruise of oil tells us. You dig down deep and you find koichas. You find energy, you find kochos that you never knew you had. And you can catch on fire by means of that. This is what the miracle of the Hashmonaim is all about. This is what Kislev is all about. It gets dark in the world. It gets cold in the world. We hear about shootings in Pittsburgh, in California. It's a scary place, the world. Because Baruch Hu says, you know what you need to do? I need you to step up and make more light. Step up. Do more chesed. Step up, learn more Torah. Step up, care for your friends. Step up, say good things to people. When the world gets dark, when the world gets cold, the message of Hanukkah, the message of the Hashmonaim is, okay, I'm going to make more light. Where am I going to get the strength to make more light? Where am I going to get the oil to make more light? I'm going to dig down deep and find those powers. I'm going to dig down deep. In each single person, we have the ability to do tremendous, tremendous things. Rav Freifeld, my Rebbe's Rebbe, used to say, did you know, in a room like this for sure, did you know that in a smaller amount of people over here overthrew Russia? Yeah, overthrew Russia. The Bolshevik Revolution took place by a smaller group of people. We don't understand the power that we have. We don't understand how much koach that we have to do unbelievable things. You think about it, you have one miserable person went and shot up a Beit Knesset. Shapashul. Not only did he kill those people, traumatize the families, then across the entire country, across the entire world, now we're going mashuga about security, about I don't know what's going to happen next. One person scared millions of people. And if that's the case with the power to destroy, what about the power to deposit? Renakhu says if you believe you can destroy, believe you can fix. We don't appreciate our power. So the month of Kislev is dark and cold to tell us it's on you to make that light. It's on you to dig down deep and find something explosive to bring to the world in a positive sense. You have that light inside of you. Bring it out. Bring it out to the streets. bring it out in your window, bring it out on the table for a Hanukkah. We want you to make more light. That's what the Chodesh is all about. The Chodesh Kislev is all about. That's what we need. That's what the holiday is all about. It's an unbelievable thing. Gentlemen, the month is a month which is trying to teach us when it gets cold and when it gets dark, step up and be a hero. Step up and be a hero. Be heroic. You'll figure out what you need to do at the time, but the situation will call for it, and you need to be the hero. They say that when Reb Schwab was taking leave of the Chofetz Chaim, going back to Germany, I believe was the story, he went to the Chofetz Chaim for a bracha, and the Chofetz Chaim said, "I am a Kohen, and you are not." It was a very funny thing to say when someone's coming for a bracha. "I am a Kohen, and you are not." A long time ago, when the entire world fell apart, the Jewish people made an egel hazav. They made an egel hazav. They made a golden calf. Everything was going crazy. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Whoever is for Hashem, stand up with me. My ancestors did, and yours did not. Your ancestors, I'm sure, are wonderful people. But my ancestors did, and yours did not." He said, "And therefore, I am a Kohen, and you are not." There is going to come a time in your life, the Chafetz Chaim said, when you're going to hear the call, when you're going to step up and need to do something heroic, when it becomes dark and becomes cold, and someone's got to do something, it's up to you to stand up and toe the line. And that, my friends, is what makes you a hero. Gentlemen, I believe you all have the koach to be a hero, to be a Jewish hero. We combine that. Like Rabbi Silverberg, right? Rabbi Silverberg told us, we combine Tefillah and the Torah and the world. And the worldly matters of war. This is what the Chashmonaim taught us. The worldly matters, the Malchut, the Milchama, and the Torah, all together. They are Kohanim. They combined it all together. Gentlemen, there will be opportunities for you to be a hero. Stand up, I give you the bracha, that you should have that strength to dig down deep and be heroes.